This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's just coming up to 7:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn, and now the war in the North.
The North remembers. There's so many North puns that we can come up with. But we're talking about the North of Malaysia, in case it's not clear. And observers have basically pointed out that there appears to be a sort of water war brewing in the north of the country, specifically between Kedah, Perak and Penang, and that intervention from Putrajaya may be the only way to resolve the situation, or the state's agricultural sectors will suffer. Now, according to the Deputy Agriculture and Food Industries Minister, Ahmad Hamza, all three states are headed for a water shortage by 2050. And I think that's why a number of the negotiations in this area have become very fraught.
Yes, and amidst a lot of criticism that instead of dealing with the actual issue at the heart of this, that this has turned into basically politicizing the issue, and that there are considerations being made that have less to do with actual access to water, and instead in terms of how each state wants to maneuver this issue and what they might stand to benefit from it. A lot to unpack, really, and we're going to try and get to the heart of it with our guest after this, but we'd like to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now we are joined by S. Prabhakaran, President of the Association of Water and Energy Research Malaysia. Piera, thanks for speaking with us today. Let's start with the basics. Talk to us about Penang's dependence on Perak and Kedah for water. What are the arrangements and what have been the points of contention?
Well, I think the introduction of Perak into Penang's water dependence is something new. Through Sungai Perak Raw Water Transfer Scheme, which is supposed to begin in a couple of years, and then by 2050, Penang would be able to have sufficient raw water to meet the increase in demand. But the issue with Kedah has been quite a long issue. And when there was an agreement done where there was land swap so that the part of the river that passes Sungai Muda, eventually Penang will take water from their side of the land, and they do not need to cross border. But what happened after that was Kedah was actually seeking for raw water tariff or compensation, and Penang is saying that they have riparian rights. So this argument has been ongoing for a couple of years, and I think it is a bit serious with the current MB of Kedah. And then going back in history and all that to dig up some documents. But, well, I think there are other simpler ways to solve this issue. But we need both parties, especially Penang and Kedah, to sit and discuss and then solve the problem.
So at the moment then, does Penang pay any form of compensation to either state?
I think the one that arrangement for Para, it comes with a tariff mechanism. They're buying the raw water from Perak, but in the past discussion, just earlier this month, the Perak Menteri Besar has made it clear that Perak would not have enough raw water supply to meet their own internal demand. So thus, they could not commit to this raw water transfer project. But on the other side, from Kedah, they've been getting water, more than 50% of raw water need in Penang. Comes from Sungai Muda, and they have not been paying anything. They use the riparian right as a term, which they say they have right to take the water. And I think that also came to a point that the Kedah Menteri Besar said, so we're going to use all the water and we let you to use the mud water that's going to come later on. So they have not paid anything. But ironically, the Penang state government actually charges raw water charges to the water authority in Penang to treat and supply water. So we, in the past, we have actually proposed to Penang government, why don't you share this cost with Kedah? At least there's some form of sharing. But I think Penang is adamant that they're not going to pay anything, and they're going to use the riparian right as their arguing point.
And we're now seeing the Kedah MB asking for 50 million ringgit in compensation, right? Is this justified?
Well, it depends how they come up with this 50 million. In the past one decade, we have actually urged state government and also federal government to look into a mechanism called raw water quality-based raw water tariff. If we look at the current issue, land matter falls under state government, and definitely the raw water also falls under state government. So federal government has no executive authority over this issue. So in this context, what we have suggested is that why don't we start at the water treatment for drinking water. We start with this mechanism where if the state government provides water at a certain quality, we give a particular rate. And along the years, if they improve the water quality, then we can actually give them higher perks. But along the way, if they fail to take care and the water quality drops, then we are going to reduce the amount of raw water tariff that we're going to pay to the state government. Now, why this is important? Raw water quality corresponds to the treatment cost. So if the raw water quality improves, then we have better, cheaper treatment costs. We do not need to use a lot of chemicals. And the slush that's going to come from the treatment process also be reduced. So in total, we're going to reduce the cost of treating water. So here, if this is imposed, it would not give a huge impact to water tariff, but it will assist state governments to get some form of additional income. At the moment, they are looking at logging, mining as state government's income resource. So logging is one off. You're not going to log the same tree twice. So that's why we look at to give a sustainable income source to state government at the same time to push the state government to protect the catchment areas. And the same principle also applies to how this 50 million came about. If the quality of the raw water is causing a higher treatment cost to Penang, then is 50 million justified? So this all has to go through number crunching, and we need to look at the data that they've collected since they start using Sungai Moda water resource.
So, you know, some have suggested that political differences are ultimately at the heart of this issue. How accurate is this?
It is difficult to just point it to political differences. I mean, back then, when Penang and Kedah was under the same Barisan government, the argument already started. And then later on, it went to opposition and Kedah was with Barisan. Eventually, Kedah and Penang was government of Pakatan, and now they're in a different seat. But anyway, if you look at it, when they were together, they were still arguing. So this is more of Penang saying that I'm not going to pay a single cent because I'm using the riparian rights. And Kedah say, no, you want us to protect the Ulu Muda catchment, so you need to pay us some form of compensation. And this is where these argument actually start to snowball. And when you get leaders who do not look into facts and figures to discuss, then, you know, you might come to face these sarcastic statements, which I feel is unnecessary. So as long as you get your facts and figures together, you can sort out this cost. But the most important thing was there an agreement? You know, the case like where Johor is supplying raw water to Singapore, I mean, that's an agreement there. So if we want to change the agreement, both parties have to agree. If we don't agree to it, then we have to wait until it ends in 2060s. So this is where it's going to go. If there's no agreement, then how are you going to charge? I'm not sure how they're going to bring the case to the court, but I believe it's better to find in room and sort out the problem and differences to find an amicable solution compared to going to court. Because if you don't have enough proof, you might not be able to win the case, and, you know, just wasting taxpayers' money and time.
So the federal government usually doesn't get involved in land and water issues, but in this case, Perak and Penang have agreed to loop in the Ministry of Water and Environment. Where do you see this going?
Well, it depends which angle Para and Penang going to look at. Federal government have executive power on water treatment and supply, but raw water still remains under the state government. Amendment, the Federal Constitution Amendment was done in 2005. So now, if they are referring to this Ministry Kasa, Ministry of Water, Environment and Water, now the ministry has Department of Irrigation and Drainage, which does the raw water studies. They published a book, a report in 2010. Then there was a review in 2011. There's no latest review at the moment. So what we also can see naturally happening is that when you lose forests, you lose water resources, and the lesser river flow is going to be, when the flood comes, it comes in a bigger scale. So if they refer to the ministry, basically the ministry can look at the data and statistics they have collected. And they can look at, is there a gap where Para can actually substitute certain amount of raw water to Penang. But we still feel that it is better Para and Penang go back to the drawing board to look at the way that water is going to be transferred between Para and Penang. Why don't Penang buy treated water from Para? And treated water has a higher value. So the projects will actually give more tangible results. It will also be able to help Penang to resolve some of the issue. And obviously, under the National Water Services Industry restructuring, sewerage will be broken to state-based entities and will be merged with state water companies. So Para and Penang can basically take over the sewerage operation in Para and Penang. And they can do some, what they call, water recovery, which eventually can substitute to non-potable water use. There are areas in Para and Penang where there's a lot of industrial water use that does not need to use the potable water. They can actually use treated effluent. So some of these projects or planning has been done way earlier, but there have been delay in the National Water Services Industry restructuring. That I believe that if Para and Penang can start to take over the sewerage operations, for Para, Lembaga Air Para takes over the IWK sewerage operation for Para, and Penang takes over Indah Water Consortium's sewerage operation in Penang, there is an additional resource now for both states to actually look at raw water transfers or even treated water transfers. So there are other avenues. They just do not need to get stuck with taking more water from river and dams. So there are other avenues that both states can look at to redesign their water demand and wastewater discharge, where they're going to use this treated effluent from the wastewater to industry zones which are targeted. So this way, there will be a surplus, which I believe Para can supply treated water to Penang. But they need to go back to the drawing board to look at the entire scenario, not to just stick to Sungai Para raw water scheme project.
Piara, what final thoughts would you like to leave us with?
I think the most important issue here is that we hope the leaders in Para, Penang and Kedah also remember that we are all Malaysians. So if you are just going to be territorial, I don't think so that's the right way to solve problem. We need to look at all states, all the people in this country, we are all Malaysians. So if we can't, I mean, we are not different countries where cross-border issue is a serious issue, especially countries like India and Pakistan, you know, they will fight for rivers. We are not in that position. And we need to look after each other. If we can't even do that, I think it's a failed leadership. So I hope the leaders realize that you need to look at the entire holistic picture, how this water problem in Penang may also impact, to some extent, Para and also Kedah. This must be seen. Until they don't see it, I think they're just going to issue sarcastic statements.
Piara, thanks for speaking with us today. That was S. Piarapakaran, President of the Association of Water and Energy Research Malaysia, weighing in on the issues that our northern states have been having in terms of water and water supply. We'd like to hear from you. Share your thoughts with us on this. That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.